Hey everyone, it's Questy here. Since we launched our Lead Generation Masterclass, we've gotten a ton of great questions from our students and a lot of people from our community. So in this episode, I'm going to take some time to answer some of the questions that we keep getting all the time so everyone can benefit from it. And by the way, if you haven't checked out our Lead Generation Masterclass, you can always go to catalyze.io/courses and click on the Lead Generation Masterclass to review the details. That's catalyze.io/courses and then click on Lead Generation Masterclass and then you can get all the details. Also, if you have any questions about lead generation and building a prospecting system that works, feel free to shoot me an email with your question and I will be happy to answer it in one of the episodes on the show. All right, let's get started.
Welcome to the Art of Appointment Setting podcast, where we ask today's most successful experts and entrepreneurs to share the most powerful lead generation and appointment setting tactics they use to build their business and grow their revenue. Now your host from the city that never sleeps, New York, is Questy Sachi Jinnah.
Hi everyone, it's Questy, and today we're going to talk about how can you send cold emails when you don't have a proven product or service? So if you have a new product or you have a new service, how do you position the service in your cold email so that you get conversations? Now, this topic actually came up when I had one conversation with a student, and he has just started, he's been working as a consultant for a while, but he's still trying to find the product market fit. So the first thing you have to know is that, cold email, the benefit of cold email works a lot better if you have something proven. So you've been selling to a market, you're getting a lot of traction, that category, that industry is really enjoying the benefits, and you have a couple of case studies that you can show. That makes your work a lot easier, and it's really fun that way. However, if you're still trying to find product market fit, one of the things I would encourage you to do is to split test, right? So you split test with the traditional or the normal way of reaching out with a proof of concept that you've had very early on and trying to get a meeting. The other way you can do that is to reach out. Your cold email should, the goal should be customer development or product development. And what I mean by that is when you're reaching out, you're not saying to the person, hey, we've done ABC, and so let's have a meeting. But you're positioning the value proposition as saying, hey, listen, here's what we are trying to achieve, and here's what we've learned in the market so far. Would you be, and we're trying to get advisors on our board, would you be open to, speaking with us for 15 minutes and so that we can learn more about the details of your market and see how we can improve the service? Now, you shouldn't use exactly that script, but I'm trying to make a point that the tone and the positioning is very different. You're requesting for advice, and a lot of people are really kind when you say, hey, can you advise me? I need your advice on something. People feel special and they feel recognized, and I feel that it's a really smart way to use that technique. So we actually use that. So we're working with one software company. It's a really new service here in New York, and one of the things that they are doing is they're reaching out to nonprofits. So what we did was we were reaching out to top foundations, right? So Fortune 500 foundations, and we are reaching out and trying to get them to, have a 15 minutes or 20 minutes conversation with the founder. And the way we positioned that was, it's an advisor request and it's not a sales call as well. It's not a sales call at all. And we state that in the email as well. So the tone is very different. And that campaign, we launched it actually very recently, and in 2 days we got a meeting with the leader of UNICEF, the executive director. So it's one of the directors of UNICEF. So it's really sublime and subtle. And if you can also incentivize them to be part of the conversation or to show up for the meeting, that would be great. If you cannot do that, that's totally fine. But sometimes it helps when you have some sort of motivation or incentive for them to speak with you. And incentives, I mean, you could give them an Amazon gift card, or you could give them a copy of your book, or you could give them a unique report that you put together. Whichever thing, you know, makes sense for you, try to find a way that you can use that to get a conversation. I hope this helps. Let me know. Shoot me an email, comment, and let me know if you have any other questions as well.
Thank you for listening to the Art of Appointment Setting podcast with Kwesi Sachi-Jinai. Find out more about how to get high-value appointments at catalyze.io. And while you're there, check out the free resources for appointment setting. And be listening for the next episode of the Art of Appointment Setting podcast.